Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Zane Raj is our guest, our new friend. He's a branding expert, marketing expert, customer insights expert, chairman and CEO of Shapiro and Raj. The author of Brand Rituals, that's the new book that's out. And Zane, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about, one of the things you talk about in your book is called, you talk about rituals. I want you to tell us what a ritual is, and then why that should be part of our world, and then talk to us about the power of rituals.
Sounds good, Jim. So I think at a simplistic level, just to get to a ritual, let me kind of frame out two other concepts, right? There's a habit. We all are habitual about a lot of different things. And so we kind of get to a habit, which is at the bottom level of any kind of an experience or mindfulness, right? And then you get to a, what I call a routine, and the routine has a little bit more thought behind it, and it's a little bit more consistent in the way you think about brands or products that kind of fit into that. And ritual is the highest order where you're absolutely bonded with a brand or, you know, at that point in time. I'm a big coffee drinker. I don't know about you, but I have to have my coffee at specific times. And, you know, if I think about coffee as a construct, for me, a habit would be people who are willing to go pick up a Maxwell House or Folgers or whatever's available in a grocery store and whatever's on sale, bring it, and then they drink the coffee by habit every morning, pour a cup, put it in the car, go. A routine is somebody who's willing, you know, to pick up maybe a McDonald's cup of coffee or a Dunkin' Donuts or a Caribou, whatever's on the right-hand side of the street as they're driving by. For me, I cannot do without my Starbucks. I will go out of my way. I go stay at hotels
and pay
anywhere
too,
around the world.
And pay too much.
I'm sorry?
And pay too much.
And I pay enough, and I pay what I believe is right for me to get the experience that I need, because my day without... And why is
but
that?
How much,
why is,
but here's a really important question.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, this is the power of this. How much of that ritual that you just described for yourself, that you just confessed that you have, and I took that as a confession, by the way. How
it
much
is.
Of that confession, Zane, is more than just about the coffee?
It is absolutely got nothing
this
to
is,
do
folks,
with the coffee
is the
in
important
the grand
part.
Scheme of things.
This is the important part. This is how a company, a little small coffee company across the street from a Starbucks, can stay in business. Go ahead.
And this is how my dry cleaners absolutely keeps me going all the time, right? Because it's got nothing to do with whether they clean my shirts and trousers better than the other guys across the street. It's because of the values that I share with them, right? So what Starbucks gives me is an experience that allows me to feel that I am putting something of myself in the coffee cup. And when I consume it, it gets me started for the day. My small dry cleaners, right, they are the most ecologically friendly dry cleaners in the town of Naperville, which means that they do everything. I pay them 40% more than the people across the street, but I will not go anywhere else because the service that they give me and the reassurance.
And see, now you're talking about the power of ritual because...
Exactly.
See,
and the
what
power
you just,
of the rituals, the
What
bond,
you just said, Raj, I mean, Zane, what you just said... About the money that you're willing to pay them, this is the point that I've been trying to drill into small business owners' heads for my whole life, and that is that if you are that good, if you really do have a special sauce, people will pay for it, and if you're not charging them enough to survive, it's your fault.
And you know what? And it's the special sauce doesn't have to be something big and unique and different and special, and it just has to be something that you believe in, right? And something that can make a difference. And if you can find something you can believe in that can make a difference and that can actually be shared by your customers, that is good enough for people to pay you over double the margin that they would otherwise pay for somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And small business, and that's why I go and say, start with your customers. Figure out why is it that the people who show up in your store, at your business, people who have been customers of yours for a long time, stay as your customer. What is it that they're finding from you and your business that makes them connected? And once you find that, that is your secret sauce. Bottle it up, right? And put a lid on it. Put it in a vault with the Coke's a recipe of this is the most important special thing. And then find a way to keep bringing it to life in every day, every moment, every interaction mm-hmm. you have with those customers. And I can guarantee you, you will never fail.
And this requires training. It requires intention. And it requires being an absolute non-negotiable about making sure that your employees take care of your customers, whatever they expect from you, that you do it. It's got to be done every day, all day long.
Absolutely. I mean, I talk about it in my business with my people, right? And I say that at any given point in time, you're going to be put in a point to make a decision. You should always aspire to make a decision that's right, a win for your customer, and a win for the firm, and a win for your people. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, the only decision I will never, ever second guess is when you get a win. I'm okay with you doing a win for the customer or lose for the firm, right?
Yep.
Because
yep.
I can live with that any day. We're here to serve our customers. I never, ever want anybody to make a decision that makes our customers lose. That is, I will never take stand for it.
Right.
And, you know, it's fascinating.
Zane,
how much clarity.
I gotta wrap it up. Thank you
okay.
for being here. Good job today, folks. Zane Raj. RAJ.com is his website. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.